That's Unspoken here on WJTL. Walk with me. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. 7:03 on the clock. You are hanging out with Liam and Kaylin.
Hey, we're celebrating with Bomb Burgers on Winning Wednesday by giving you chances to win $25 gift cards to their stores. Visit the contest blog at WJTL.com for all the details.
We have a very special guest this morning. It's Melissa Schmidt. She's the Assistant Campus Director at New Covenant Church of Palmyra and the Inheritance Bible Institute. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Anyone you want to give a shout out to?
Oh, of course. My family and the members of New Covenant Church of Palmyra should hopefully all be listening. So good morning, everybody.
That's fantastic. So Inheritance Bible Institute, what you guys are doing is really unique, and we'd love to hear more about it. But first, tell us a little bit about the connection between IBI and New Covenant Church of Palmyra.
Okay, so Inheritance Bible Institute is our Bible college, and it is run through our church, which is New Covenant Church of Palmyra.
Gotcha.
So our pastors that are wonderful, right, Dr. Fiona Pishka and Pastor Doug Pishka, they are senior pastors, and Pastor Gabe Pishka, who's our missions pastor, they are the instructors at Inheritance Bible Institute. So they are well-connected, and it's awesome.
Fantastic. Tell us all about IBI. What is Inheritance Bible Institute?
Okay, so it's an accredited Bible college where you can go to learn more about the Word of God, get trained up as a disciple, deepen your relationship with God, and there's a variety of ways that you can do that. So we have classes that are offered on Thursdays and Fridays every week for our different programs that we offer. So this is our second year of doing it, our Bible college, which we're so excited about. So now we have two programs. If you are just starting out, you go through our program one, and then if you did our program one last year, now you can do program two this year.
That's fantastic. So, what time do you meet? It's Thursday and Friday, you said. Is it all day? What does that look like?
It's definitely not the whole day. So it is from 6 p.m. to 9 o'clock at night. So for 3 hours, basically one day a week, you can get an accredited Bible college degree. You can choose to do like a four-year program. You can go for your master's all the way up to your doctorate. Or if you're like, nope, tests freak me out, I don't want to do any of that, we also have something that's like an audit program where you can still join the classes and everything, but then you don't have to take the tests or write the papers, but you still get to like deepen your knowledge about the Word of God and just be in that environment with like-minded Christians with the same precious faith that you have.
That's fantastic. So it sounds like the goal is if you maybe work a full-time job, you work that 9-to-5, this is still readily available for
Absolutely.
Each and every one of them. 6 to 9 p.m.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
We did it that way on purpose to accommodate people's schedules, like families, dinners, all sorts of stuff. Like, because we want you to be able to still join in like your local church and have a strong foundation in the Word of God no matter what.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Melissa, you clearly love what you do. You came in glowing. It sounds like year one went really well. Is that the case?
Yes. Yeah, so our first program, which I was also part of, went super well. We learned all about, like, you know, prosperity and faith and, you know, the character of Christ and all sorts of things. And it was a really good time to get to know, like, people. Just this past June, we had our graduation, and you should have seen, like, the excitement on people's faces, because some people who had never thought they would graduate anything, like, besides high school, were able to come and, like, complete their first year of, like, college classes, where they really just get to, like, read books and learn the Word of God, like, something that they're very passionate about, and accomplish things that they never thought they would accomplish. So it was really amazing.
That is fantastic. If folks want to get more information, is there a good website that they can visit to learn more about IBI?
Yes. So our website is newcovenantpa.org, and you can go there. There's a whole tab that's all about Inheritance Bible Institute that gives you all of the information, has videos that you can watch and things like that, so you can kind of get a taste of what's going on. And then they can always call our church office at 717-838-2033.
Very cool. Melissa, will you be teaching any classes this year?
So yes and no. I will be like an associate professor this year, which classes I'm teaching will kind of be like on an as needed basis.
Okay.
So our full-time professors will be, you know, teaching, but when they're away, you know, doing like their missions or other things like that, or as scheduling stuff happens, you know, around like the holidays and different things, then I get to like jump in and be the professor for the day.
That's awesome. Do you have a favorite subject that you think, if you could teach anything, what do you think you would choose?
So I've started reading ahead with some of the books that we have for this upcoming program. And my favorite one so far has been something called Old Testament Surveys, which is like the history behind the books of like the Old Testament. And so that has probably been like one of my favorites so far. So I would be excited to teach that one.
That's exciting. Well, check it out online, newcovenantpa.org. There is a tab there for Inheritance Bible Institute. You can see more about what Melissa and the team over there are doing. We'll talk more with Melissa on the way soon as well. Some great tunes are on the way. Francesca Battistelli, Danny Gokey, and more next.